There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea to do. 855-993-7569. Mandy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How might I help you?
Hi. I am having a problem trying to get my kids to go to sleep at night. And we've been on a routine ever since they were babies. So I don't know if it's just their age or if it's partly the summer, because it kind of happened at the beginning of the summer.
Okay, tell me how many kids, what ages, what's the story?
I have two boys. One is going to be 5 in a month, and then one just turned 3.
Okay. Do they share a room?
No, and we actually tried that, but that didn't work out either.
What time do you put them down?
At 8.
What do you guys do when you put them down?
We either tend to our garden or, do stuff around the house or whatever. Sometimes we'll watch a movie, it doesn't even...
part of it may just be it's at 8 o'clock and most places it's not dark. And that may be one of the issues. What time do they get up in the morning?
They're early risers, usually between 6 and 6:30. Sometimes they sleep in until 7. But even if they stay up late, like they'll keep themselves up until 9, sometimes even 10 o'clock when we get ready to go to bed. And they still get up early, and now we have to deal with cranky kids.
All right. So when you put them down, they're in separate rooms. What happens?
They get together and they have a party. So the bedrooms are upstairs, and the living area is downstairs, and they'll just be loud. And we've even told them to. Just be quiet. I tell them you don't have to go to sleep. You just have to be quiet and stay in your room. And sometimes they will if they're really tired, but most of the time they want to have a party and they're, being loud and they're coming downstairs and they're trying to get our attention. And
all right.
We even tried like your techniques of stickers and stuff, but that doesn't work for the youngest. It works for the oldest when he wants it to work for him. So when he doesn't really care, then it's like all
right. So your concern is what, that they're too noisy, or that they're not getting enough sleep, or what?
They're not getting enough sleep, and then they're being disruptive for our time. So, we really like our downtime before we go to bed. And it's two things. I don't want to deal with cranky kids the next day. And then reading things, it's not good for their brain. They don't learn very well when they're tired and this and that. And then the other thing is that we want our time.
Okay. Well, let's see if we can separate them out. If they're going to, so what time do they actually go to sleep on most nights?
If they're tired, they'll go to bed. It seems like they fall asleep by 8:30. But if they're not tired, like last night, my oldest really wanted pancakes this morning. So he went ahead and went to bed. And, he was probably asleep by 8:30. And my youngest, he actually stayed quiet up there. But he didn't go to sleep until probably like 9:30.
All right, so what time did they get up this morning? So 8:30 for one, 9:30 for the other. What time did they get up?
I think my oldest got up at, I think he got up at 6:30, and then my youngest got up soon after. It was like 6:45, I think.
Okay. All right, so what are you figuring that they need to have? I mean, because basically that's 3.5, so they're getting like 10 hours sleep. The oldest one got 10 hours sleep. If he got up at 6:30, went to bed at 8:30, You got 10 hours sleep. Are you figuring they need that much?
I think so. You know, when you look at the kid charts and stuff, they say, I haven't looked at it for a while, but it seems like we're within range of the sleep, you know, the number of hours of sleep that they're supposed to be at.
All right.
If they were to go to sleep normally, because I can tell the next day, you know, they try and stay up until, you know, 9 or 10, and they get tired early. My oldest, he's at that age where, you know, sometimes he'll nap and sometimes he doesn't, and I can tell the days that he needs to nap, and usually the days that he stayed up late, and you know.
All right. So here, I'm just looking at what the chart says here. Recommended hours of sleep. They're saying basically, this is almost impossible to read. hang on just a second. I'm just trying to figure out teenagers, school age. So these are preschool age. Yeah, they're saying basically 9 to 11 is, or 10 to 13. They're saying that they need a fair amount of sleep. 10 to 13 hours. Okay. All right. So here's, do they have blackout curtains in their room?
Yeah, although it's kind of a hard thing because to keep their rooms cool, we have a window AC in one of their rooms, and then we have a fan in the other one, so we have to keep it open a little bit to, you know, for the fan to work. And I'm afraid if I turn them off, then like on the hot days, you know, it was almost reaching 100 there for a week.
Well, but you know, I think first of all, if you close off part of the room so the sun doesn't get in during the day and put the air conditioning on, it'll keep the room cooler. And then when they're ready to go to bed at night, you may be able to, for example, you may be able to put the dark curtains on for a while just for them to go to sleep, and then once they're asleep, go and turn the AC on. Because for a lot of kids, I mean, that we really do take our circadian rhythm clues from the sun. And so most people do stay up later in the summer. I can remember as a kid, you know, during school, I think we had to be in bed by 7:30 or 8. And I remember as a kid wandering around with fireflies at night playing hide and seek because I think part of it is our parents just wanted us out of the house. But it's hard to go to sleep when it's still light out for a lot of kids. So that may be worthwhile trying, of just, you know, making the rooms a little darker, especially during the summer. It may be that I mean, think about it this way. When one of the kids went to sleep, the other one was quiet. So we need to probably separate it into two different categories. One is how to keep them relatively quiet so that they're not making you crazy. And the answer to that may be, believe it or not, instead of staying down in the family rooms, which they're going to associate with fun and television and sort of things going on that we want to be involved with, think about you and your husband retiring to your bedroom at least for the first hour or so. And then if you wanted to go, so that may be a television in your bedroom. It may be something other than being in the rooms that the kids are going to associate with food and with fun and with television. So they're, because what they're feeling is that they're missing something. If they don't feel that there's anything to miss, they may be more self-reliant and quieter and less disruptive. So that may be worth trying. Darkening their room may make some sense. The issue about together, you know, I'll tell you, when you were telling me about the kids getting together to party, there was a part of me that was kind of envious of the kids because I thought, I remember, as I've said, I have a sister who's about a year and a half younger than I am, and we really never particularly got along. And in those few times where we did, I can remember this voice wafting up saying, if I hear one more sound out of there, you guys are going to be sorry. And I remember even as a very young child thinking, man, you guys are making a mistake. We don't get along all that well, and we're getting along okay right now. Leave us alone. You know, I guess I'm one of those people who believes that kids will catch up on sleep when they need to. And what you need to make sure is that you're not providing valuable distraction for them. And you guys being down watching television, I would count as a valuable distraction. So if you're going to watch a movie, I'd figure out maybe, you know, watching it in the bedroom together, maybe getting a laptop or something and being all cuddled up in bed or something. So and closing the door so they can't come in. Hang on, and we'll talk about this a little bit more. Because I think if we divide it into two different categories, one is needed sleep and the other is needed quiet for you guys, it may be a little easier to solve. Hang on, I'll be right back to you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Mandy, who's got a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old who, especially during the summer, are having really lots of fun, are driving Mandy and her husband nuts. So I said, well, let's look at it from two different standpoints, that basically how much sleep the kids need and how much quiet the parents need, and they're really not necessarily exactly the same. The other thing you may want to do is not necessarily have them, put them down at the same time, because if nothing else, the kind of inadvertent experiment over the weekend seemed to work really well, which is that when the older one went to sleep first, then the younger one didn't go to sleep right away, but played quietly. And that would seem to me to take care of most of the need. Your kids are different ages. They're probably, you know, different personalities, different energy levels, and may need different levels of sleep. So, and especially if you can convince the one who went to sleep first when he gets up not to wake the other kid up. And part of that may just be finding things for them to do quietly in the room by themselves, whether that means drawings or having iPods or something that they listen to, that they can listen to their own music, or the five-year-old is probably old enough to begin being a reader, and maybe the three-year-old as well, and not necessarily putting them down at the same time, because if you put them down at the same time and one becomes disruptive, then they're off to the races. And as I said, sort of darkening the room may work as well. Do you have a transition? I mean, what's the bedtime ritual for both of them?
Well, we start out at 7, and we, you know, if they need baths, we'll give them a bath. So we brush their teeth. We, you know, give them their jammies. We tell them to, you know, pick a story. And we always read them a story at night. And so that's their bedtime routine.
Okay, Let me suggest something at this moment. And just see, because we're going to try different things and see what works. Instead of putting them together to read the story, what if you read one story to one of the kids and your husband reads another story to the other kid? Because what you're doing is you're trying to get them into a pattern, and if everything they do up to the point of bedtime is together, then sort of separating them is going to be more of a transition than if you've separated them earlier. So, and that way if one of them gets sleepy and goes to sleep, they're already in bed. And so, because, see, what you're doing is everything is the same. They eat together, they brush their teeth together, they put their jammies on together, they brush their teeth together, they have stories together, and then you're saying, okay, now we separate them. What if we separated them earlier? What if we, I mean, I don't particularly care about brushing teeth, but the stories. So they get the idea that it's now time to begin thinking separately. And that they get to choose their own story, and, you know, if the story is boring enough, sometimes kids will fall asleep during the story. So they're already in their room, they're already in bed, they're already sort of in calm phase, they're already separated off, as opposed to being together for that entire process, and then you're separating them off. So their natural inclination is to get back to what they were doing before. So let's try separating.
That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, and it might be more fun.
We tried to put him to sleep at different times, like the youngest, since he needs a little more sleep. We tried to put him down first, but he'll just wait for the older.
Yeah, yeah, I think that. But if you separate them off earlier, and they're both in bed, and they're in their jammies, and they're listening to different stories, and you guys can alternate who does what story for which, and then they're already in kind of separation phase, if nothing else. And one of them, you know, they may fall asleep. And but they're already separate, so let's try that, and maybe even and then we can expand on that if we need to, that maybe they brush their teeth in different rooms, so we stop. There's a clear transition between playing together during the day, take care of your brother, don't tease your brother, you know, who got to drink their milk first, that all that kind of stuff that happens with the two of them together during the day, that we begin a very clear transition that says, okay, now we're going to do the separate kind of thing. And I might even think about getting, you know, that one parent gets the kid, starts the teeth brushing, and if, especially if you have separate bathrooms, and the jammies, and even not taking the baths together. I mean, baths I know are kind of fun, but what we're trying to do is make it very clear to the kids that we're out of the play together daytime mode, and we're into the quiet, separate. You get separate time with each parent, which is pretty cool, mode to prepare for sleep and see if that works. If we can darken the rooms, that might help a little bit, especially during the summer, just because it's light until they're going to bed before the sun does. And that's a little harder for most human beings, they, you know, that we're sort of associated with light. And I don't think sleep masks are probably going to work on these kids. I would try that. And then in addition, instead of you guys going back down to whatever the communal rooms are, to cook or to watch television, whatever. Think about maybe having something, and maybe even outside the house. Maybe you go to the backyard or something, but something where it's quiet, so they can't hear you. That I mean, obviously
we
you don't.
Because we have a big garden, so sometimes we're trying to wrap up and tend to that and finish watering and stuff like that. And they've followed us out.
But they can hear you. So I would think about going into a place that basically is not theirs, which is probably your bedroom, at least for till they're asleep. So the two of you maybe go and do a crossword puzzle together, or maybe catch up on your emails together. But do something that's in a space where they know that they're really not welcome. And I don't believe in locking kids in, but I think it's perfectly okay to lock yourself in.
Okay.
And if they understand
with that, is that I feel like they're going to run. I guess I could listen to, you know, listen for them, but I feel like they're going to run downstairs and go see what they can get.
So what? When they find out there's nothing going on.
Okay.
I mean, the point, look, what we're trying to do is we're trying to change the psychology of bedtime for them. And we're taking two different approaches. One is separating them off from one another so that they're psychologically and metabolically prepared to be apart, as opposed to all of a sudden. Because human beings are, you know, we are so visual that the night terrors are not accidental. Human beings count basically, we don't have a great sense of smell, we don't have a great sense of hearing, so we count a lot on our eyes. Nighttime we can't see as well. So human beings atavistically are less comfortable. If you're going to have your anxiety, it's very likely going to be at nighttime. It's not going to be in the first thing in the morning, it's going to be at night. And that's just who we are as a species. So what you want your kids to be able to do is be calm and understand that there is an easy, comfortable. It's why we reward kids for going to sleep, of saying that we're offsetting the natural atavistic human tendency to be less comfortable in the dark than we are in the light. And we're going to do this by bribing you or night light. In this particular case, my guess is the light is the problem, not the solution. But so what we're trying to do on the one hand is get your kids ready to think about bedtime as separate and calm. And I get my own time with either mom or dad. I get my own story. I don't have to compete with the other sib. I get maybe even a lullaby, or I get a foot rub, or I get to read. So they're beginning to think about this time as positive rather than scary, and separate rather than together. Conversely, we want to make sure that they don't feel as they're missing anything. And if you are doing things with your husband in rooms that they are associating with family time, you've lost part of the battle. So that's what we're trying to do. So I separate them off at night, see if you can make the room a little darker, and you guys go in some place, go to the garden in an hour, but have some, maybe you guys have a glass of wine together or something, or God knows what you want to do in your bedroom. Try it and see if it works. Let me know. If it doesn't work, let me know. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Dr. Wallach has been warning us for decades to take control of our health care and our food supply. Doe Foods and Dr. Wallach's Youngevity have partnered to help you be prepared. Members of Youngevity can now buy Go Foods directly from their personal store. If not yet a member, call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com to get special member pricing. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Alright, so, first of all, I have to tell you, I told you Minions did very well over the weekend. It was number one, made scads of money. It was the second, I think is only behind Shrek 3 in terms of making the most of an animated first week opening weekend. So that, and I think it was just timing. It's, I mean, the Minions are adorable, and as I said, the first 10 or 15 minutes are just adorable. But then it gets a little flabby in the middle and not very interesting, and then the end is okay. So Despicable Me was a much better flick, I thought, but the first of anything is always more fun. All right, so I also had mentioned that I went to a private fireworks display over the weekend. And apparently this is going to be much more kind of a thing, because there were some other fireworks displays. That this is a friend of one of my best friends and has had a 4th of July fireworks display for years. And apparently a couple of years ago, the fireworks company, which is the same one who does everybody's fireworks, came and said, look, if you'll wait till the next day or a week or something, I think 1 year that they postponed it because of rain, and the guy gave them all the extra fireworks that were left over. And so they, for the last couple of years, have done it either July 5th or this particular case, July 11th. The following week. And so it was the most extraordinary fireworks display ever. And every year it gets better and better. I don't understand how they do it, but they're just really wonderful. And they're out in a field with the cows. And apparently this is a kind of a working farm, so I get to go down and see baby piglets. And it turns out that baby piglets double their weight and size in the first week of their lives. So that's pretty interesting. I got to, they had two big Clydesdales, which were pulling people around in a cart, and that was kind of fun. A Surrey with a fringe on top, so I got to do that. And then there was a huge Belgian horse. Those I don't know that I'd ever seen one up close and personal. Those are huge horses. I mean, we're talking like half again larger than the Clydesdales. I mean, they were huge, sweet-tempered, sweet animals. And Clydesdales are... See, I grew up in the West, so I'm used to quarter horses, which are working animals, but not draft animals. These pull plows. And, you know, completely different structure, you know, sort of strong peasant horses. So that was kind of fun. And of course, got to eat lobster and clams and too much, so that was kind of interesting. But and speaking of food, as I said, I was telling Trevor that I'm having such fun with plated. I thought that I should make Manny and Trevor refer to me as Chef Joy RD from now on. I'm just I actually, if you go to my Twitter account, I know I can't believe I'm saying my Twitter account in the same sentence, that I actually took a picture of I made garlic chicken with summer squash. Which, I mean, first of all, you know, I like cooking, but I tend to, you know, I don't have a, this one has had fennel, capers, anchovies, basil, tarragon, what else did it have in it? Olive oil, of course, white wine, all this, they send you all of this stuff. So it's not a matter of, oh my goodness, I don't have any white wine, I've only got champagne, I wonder if that'll do. Because that's how I kind of cook. And I tend not to use recipes, and I don't know if you're like I am, you tend to do the same things over and over again because that's what you know how to do. Like, I make great spaghetti sauce. I've been invited to people's homes, I swear to you, just so I make spaghetti sauce. And it's really good, but, you know, and it may be wonderful for other people because they haven't had it, but I've been making it for years. So this was, and every time I order some new stuff, it's like Christmas. You open up this box, and there's, like, this one's got Chinese cabbage, got three different kinds of cabbage in it, and I'm making a pistachio-covered halibut. I mean, how cool is this? And so I'm really having a good time. And they look, and I'm just giving my daughter a run for her money because my daughter is the gourmet cook. She is much more the foodie than I am. But on the other hand, she has never been married and hasn't cooked for a family for all those years. And so, I mean, you know, that you sort of try to make food that other people like, which means it has to be, you know, spicy enough, but not too spicy, and seasoned enough. My mother, you know, she had four spices. She had salt, pepper, onion salt, and garlic salt. That was the extent of seasoning. So I've evolved a little bit more, and my daughter uses all sorts of weird things. So I'm sort of sending her my recipes. Well, they're not really my recipes, but smoked tofu. How cool is that? So I'm having a very good time doing that. 855-99-375-69. So, you know, I sort of mentioned, I guess, one of the things about getting older is that that you can decide, you know, what you're good at and what you're not so good at, and sort of decide that either you're going to improve on things or you don't really care about it as much. I mean, one of the things about the plated experience for me is it's like going to a cooking demonstration where everything's out in front of you. And I've always thought, well, gee, anybody could do that if you had all the stuff laid out in front of you. And that's exactly what they do for you. You just sort of, everything's there. It's all measured. And when it'll say something like, as I said, it'll say white wine. And I'm thinking, And there's a little bottle that says white wine on it. Very, very smart idea. Somebody, and the recipes are all, they're all sort of innovative enough that it's nothing that you've done before, or at least nothing I've done before. And even if it's something that, like, I mean, I make a lot of chicken, but I'm not sure I've ever made it with caramelized summer squash. And I now, I'm not a great fan of squash, to be quite honest, but the way you make it here, it's delicious and not very difficult. Nothing has been very difficult. Uses a bunch of pans. It makes my kitchen a bit messier than I'm used to, but I can live with that. Or invite somebody over for dinner and say, I'll do the cooking, you can do the cleaning up. So, all right, Trev. How about if we talk about getting older?
Yeah, sure, we can do that.
Since most of us are not getting younger. Well, some of us are, but, and as I said, sort of my anti-guru on this is Cher, who said that she hates getting older. She hates everything about it. She hates how she looks. She hates how her body responds. She hates everything about it. And I thought, honey, that's a really unproductive way of thinking about the inevitable. So we asked people, what's the best part about getting old? Trevor, what's the best part about getting older for you?
Well, I'm not that old, so...
Yeah, but you're older than you were.
That's true. I'm the oldest I've ever been as of right now.
This second.
That's right.
Okay, this second.
This second.
Okay, keep going.
No, but it's just kind of nice to kind of know more what a person wants from life, to have a little bit more experience, to be like, hey, you know, this is really cool. Hey, this really kind of is not so cool. You know, just more experience.
Yeah, no, for me, I don't think anybody has ever accused me of being calm. It's just not part of my personality. But I'm certainly calmer. That I'm less, you know, I've always been relatively adventuresome. I've always been willing to say yes to almost anything, with certain limitations. I mean, like I've tried eyeball. I know, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, you think, well, this is a delicacy, and it's something that I would try a whole bunch of times. But you know, but for me, there's just sort of a sense of. You know, what's the worst that can happen? And as I said, I mean, one of the nice things and it about the experience of being 18 days with no sleep is now when I have a hard time going to sleep, I'm thinking, oh, piffle. I've gone 18 days without sleep. I can do this. And I think that it's kind of as Trevor was saying, that if you've already done it, if you've already done something that you didn't think was possible, then anything less than that just seems like piece of cake. So things just seem... in some bizarre way, easier. Even though I know things are supposed to get harder as you get older, I don't think that, for me, that's not been the case. It's been that things seem easier, not harder. All right, let's see what other people have to say.
Okay. Robert says, now I can take a guilt-free midday nap and not worry that only old folks do it.
You go, boy. Listen, naps are what got me through college. It's what got me through doing full-time television and full-time radio. I'm a great fan of naps. I just view it as, instead of getting older, it's just getting younger, that infants take naps. So, you know, what are you going to do?
That's right. It's like full circle.
Exactly. The circle of... Keep going.
Okay, Carrie says, learning to be present so that I can experience the rest of my life more fully.
I think that's really true, that you stop getting distracted by things that are not terribly relevant. I think it's a less worrisome time of your life. And I know people supposedly worry about their health and they worry about whether they have enough money. But I do think that you can kind of catalog the things that are troublesome and do something about them, as opposed to just have that free-floating sense that there's something that you should be doing. I think maybe the sense of should tends to fall away a little bit. All right, we'll get back. Listen, folks, if you have a complicated issue, think about, instead of sending me an email about it, think about calling me on it so I can actually be a little more help to you. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
On Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
have intimate dinners for two, turned into grabbing, boring takeout on the way home. I know the feeling. I used to love cooking dinner for that special someone. You'd spend hours leafing through recipe books and driving all over for the freshest ingredients. But between kids, career, commutes, there's just no time. That's why I love Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking but have no time for shopping and no patience for it. Just go to tryplated.com and choose from exciting new chef design recipes each week. Next, the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner. Everything's delivered straight to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm-fresh veggies, spices, everything you need, including parchment paper, on the date you choose. And your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. I just love that. Remember, all you need is about 30 minutes and Plated to rekindle those intimate dinners. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get free shipping with your first order. Go to tryplated.com.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Sorry, we're talking about something that is inevitable, but and some people avoid like the plague, and some people sort of, I don't know that people necessarily, I suppose that the alternative is not very palatable, so most people would prefer getting older to the alternative, which is not getting younger, it's just not getting anything. So, you know, for me, it's kind of interesting to kind of see what different ages and to kind of compare like who my mom was at the same age and who my grandmother was. As I said, I'm very blessed in that I come from long lived women, And so I've sort of been aware of various people in my life at various stages. And it's really interesting also having, you know, a daughter who says things like, I can't believe you were this young when you did this. So there is that perspective on stuff. And all of a sudden, you know, the first time somebody offers you their seat on the subway, and you know, and part of it, you know, I don't know if I'm more pleased when someone doesn't offer it or someone does offer it, but I'm gracious under either circumstance. But you know, I've offered it occasionally to somebody that I thought was older than I was, and they were offended. So it's one of those complicated issues, isn't it? All right, the best part about getting older. What else?
All right, Marquita says, learning. It's such a relief to know that it's okay not to have the answers right now.
Yeah, again, I think there is a certain amount of calm that and a perspective, I guess, for lack of a better term. Okay.
And Kathy says, collecting Social Security, no alarm clocks, and senior discounts.
No alarm clocks. Yeah, at this party that I was at over the weekend, it was really interesting because most people were retired, and they said, are you still working? And I said, yeah. And they said, why? And I said, because, first of all, I can't imagine not. And people were saying, well, gee, what do you do when you're retired? And they said, anything you want. But I'm basically doing what I want. The idea of retiring doesn't really necessarily appeal. Retiring to what? Doing what? I suppose if you hate your job, not having to go in. But, you know, I can't. It just doesn't, it's not something that really resonates with me. I mean, I need to do something or I'll drive people absolutely nuts, including myself probably. All right, keep going.
Another Kathy says, learning what you want. Why? Because you learn even more importantly what you don't want.
I think that's true. And also understanding how to ask for it and sort of not being afraid to ask for it. So there you go. Let's see what else.
Susie says, grown kids.
How do you spell grown? Is it G-R-O-A-N or G-R-O-W-N?
G-R-O-W-N, yeah, exactly.
Okay, just asking, all right. Fair enough.
All right, Rebecca says, I used to be against it, but as the years go by, I'm embracing getting older and wiser.
Yeah. Well, and I think that one of the interesting things is that people... If you look, I mean, you don't even need to look at, you know, today's 60-year-old woman as opposed to a generation ago 60-year-old woman. All you have to do is look at today's college senior. I mean, part of it is hairdos, and hairdos were, you know, have really, if you look at your mother's yearbook, she's going to look 40 when she graduated from high school, right? And part of it was just the hairdo. But I actually got an email from somebody today whose name was Dina, D-E-E-N-A. And I thought, wow, that's a name you don't hear very often anymore. It was my grandmother's name. And then I opened the email. It was from senior citizens or something, and I started laughing. So it's not that old-fashioned if somebody who's working on senior citizens has got the name Dina. So they're old-fashioned, too. All right, keep going.
Okay. Minucha, I think is the name, says, figuring out who you really are and accepting yourself, flaws and all.
That seems to be the consistent theme, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Just kind of self-awareness and perspective. And acceptance.
Yep. Jessica says, becoming more secure in who you are.
Okay. Consistent theme here, folks. For those of you who are thinking, think of all, you know, that basically people being relatively happy with it. And it turns out that if you look at relative happiness, that as people get older, they tend to get happier, believe it or not. Which seems kind of productive, or counterintuitive, but it basically seems to be the case. All right, keep going.
Dana says, not being so self-conscious, and people listen to you now because you've earned the right to know.
I'm not sure that's true. I certainly agree with the first part. The second part, I don't know. Good for you. I mean, I think that's great. Keep going.
All right, Patricia says, being me without worrying that others might not like me. I'm the one who needs to like me.
And like them. So there. Exactly. Rejection is just somebody else's opinion. And you don't like everybody either. Keep going.
Mm-hmm. Bruce says, grandkids. And that Social Security check is pretty neat, too.
Yeah, I just was reading an article because that's been one of the kind of fairly accepted kind of notions is that by the time this generation needs, the people growing up now need Social Security, that it won't exist. And there was this long article that said that's not true, that it actually will. There was also, I read, and I guess this is part of it, I read one of the most thoughtful editorials I'd ever read about what's going on today in America. And the guy was making the comparison with the 60s. He said it was a time of great social upheaval and change and progress. That, you know, the stopping of the Vietnam War, women's lib, the pill, education changed. It was certainly civil rights. That there were a huge number of really sea changes that occurred in the 60s. First woman nominated to be vice president. And he was comparing it with now, and he said that this is a time of, other than the 60s, of really unprecedented change. He says there tends to be a backlash for a while after there's a lot of change, but nevertheless, you never go back to what things were. And he was pointing out in areas of race, of religion, and he was using not only the Obamacare of healthcare, of the idea that the only presidents would be white males, that we've obviously had an exception to that and may have another exception in the next election, or at least a viable candidate. And the thing that he was using really as the touchstone was the Confederate flag. The idea that there had been, and we talked a lot about it last week, that whatever the symbol was initially, that it had come for a lot of people to mean something very different. And the acknowledgement by a number of people for whom it meant something different, understanding that that it was offensive to some people. And I think it was a South Carolina legislator who basically made a public apology over the weekend. He said that he had failed to listen to how viable and vicious a symbol it was to some people, and that he really chastised himself for not listening earlier and better. And I thought that was, you know, that is a way that as human beings, you know, when we get down on ourselves and thinking, oh, bah humbug, that there really are some things that have changed a lot. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.